How's the Donkey Kong, baby?
Yeah.
Whack, whack. 66 WNBC.
Hello, this is Greta Thigpen. And I am an environmental advocate. Please do not confuse me for any other Greta that is out there. My name is Greta Thigpen. And I went the other day to protest the wastefulness of Del Taco, the environmental crimes against humanity performed by Del Taco. They say they use eco-friendly containers made from recycled beverage bottles. Not enough. Del Taco should serve the items in silverware and plates that people bring themselves. Otherwise, the food should get scooped directly into the hands of the people. That is the only way to help save the environment, to prevent pollution, wastefulness. It's the only way. If they want an enchilada, it's gonna be dumped right into their bare hands. Unless they bring their own plates. And the plates must be ceramic. No paper plates. Otherwise you better have big hands to handle that serving of queso loaded nachos. Recycle, reduce, reuse, and don't pollute. I said that over and over into my mega horn at the store. And they tried to get me to leave. So I said, how dare you? How dare you? I'm trying to save the world. And you're telling me I have to buy a crunchtada tostada or to get the hell out. I saw an elderly woman getting up to get some Fanta orange drink. And I went right up to her and smacked the cup out of her hands. And I said, how dare you? How dare you? You should put your mouth directly under the Fanta dispenser and press the button for the drink to come out into your mouth. That is much better for the environment than you using a single-use cup. I don't give a damn if the Fanta gets all over her blouse. This is the world we live in. People using cups, plastic forks, plastic knives. Where does it end? Before the manager could usher me out, a group of young teens of dark pigmentation came into the store. They said, hey, bro, want to come smoke a blunt with us behind the nail salon next door? And I said, how dare you? I'm a woman. And then they just looked at each other and they said, yo, Holmes, would you like to have a joint with us or not? I couldn't believe it. Smoking puts so many toxins into the air. I said, absolutely not. And they just shrugged their shoulders and ordered crinkle cut fries. Why does a taco place even serve French fries to begin with? The world has gone mad. And who will save it? Who will save the world? I think it will be me and my love, Tom Brady. He is my favorite. I adore him so much. His playing days are almost over, so he can devote more time to saving the environment with me. We can go on excursions together across the world. Visit Iceland and see the ice caps. We can hold each other and keep each other warm. I can say, I like the way you touch. I like the way you touch me, Tom. I like the way you touch. Yes, Tom Brady will be mine. Restraining order. Oh no, restraining order. That is all I had to say. This is Greta Thick Tongue. I like the way you touch my heart by fighting with me for the environment. It is one world and we must defend it.
Hello everyone, this is Dominic Taylor, and I just want to ask you, have you read your Bible today? Because a little bit of the Bible keeps the devil away. I was at the local Del Taco recently when a bunch of young, misguided youths came storming out with bags and bags of crinkle-cut French fries. And I said, boys, have you read your Bible lately? And they said, who you calling boy? Who you calling boy? And they got up right in my face. And they're trying to intimidate me, but I'm not going to be intimidated as Dominic Taylor because I know I have Jesus on my side. Jesus is on my side. So I tell these young misguided teens, I said, you know, if you read a little bit of the Bible each day, you're going to get closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And they said to me, they had the audacity to say that if I say one more word, they're going to take my Bible, rip up the pages, and use the papers for rolling papers. For some, I guess I'm assuming, doobies. So I was very shocked by this. We're living in a godless society. I also have to mention there was this young woman with a very large forehead who was saying, how dare I not want to recycle my Bible. And I thought that was kind of strange. But I just want to make clear to everybody that if you read the Bible, you will be a richer person. You will be a fuller person. And if you don't read the Bible, hellfire and brimstone awaits. So on that positive note, I hope you have a great 2020. Hello, here is this week's French leçon. Happy New Year, bon année. Happy New Year, bon année. Wishing you a great decade. Je vous souhaite une excellente décennie. Wishing you a great decade. Je vous souhaite une excellente décennie. No urine for me in the new year. Pas d'urine pour moi durant la nouvelle année. No urine for me in the new year. Pas d'urine pour moi durant la nouvelle année. There is your French lesson for the week.